知行英语。Listen and share.
The sixth floor. The guys and I talked for a bit at a Denny's far, far away from that building on Kiava Street.After that, when I asked them how they knew I was in trouble, they said that when I had gone into the building, all radio contact with me had been lost. Dispatch had tried to get hold of me to send me on an alarm response, and no one could raise me on the radio. Curious, since I had called Al as entering the building when I went through the doors as is procedureThat is until they heard a woman shrieking and moaning over the airway. There were no female officers on shift that night, and the dispatcher was also a man. Luckily for my sanity, Tom had been just down the street, checking an abandoned school, a story all in itself, and was able to get to me about the time I was collapsing onto the hood of my patrol car.I do not know who this ghost is, or why she still haunts the place. The only thing unusual that I know for a fact about the place is that the basement used to house a crematorium in the 1930s and 40s. Though all activity in the building seems concentrated on the sixth floor, so I don't know if that's anything to do with this haunting or not.There were also rumors of a young girl committing suicide on the sixth floor and about a mass murder there while it was still a hotel around the turn of the century. But those are all just that, rumors. After that, my friends and I talked for a while.就在离那栋楼很远的吉奥瓦街的一个叫丹尼的人家里，我问他怎么知道我碰到麻烦了。他们说，当我进了那栋楼之后，我的无线电通信就断了。调度中心曾试图给我发一个警报信息来联系我，但他们的无线电都联系不上我。这有点奇怪，因为按程序，我在进入大楼前还和他们通过话，然后。他们听到了一个女人的尖叫呻吟声，但当晚值班的人当中并没有女警官，通信员也都是男的。幸运的是，汤姆在同一条街查看一所废弃的学校，关于这学校也有很多传言，所以当我倒在引擎盖上时，他刚好来到我身边。我不知道这个鬼魂是谁，他为什么还在这栋楼里游荡。我唯一知道的关于这个地方不太对劲的地方，就是在二十世纪三四十年代，地下室曾经是个火葬场。但我不知道这和这栋楼里的闹鬼事件有没有关系，因为只有六楼闹鬼。传言曾有个年轻女孩在六楼自杀，还有传言说上世纪之交，这栋大楼还是旅店的时候，这里曾有过一次大屠杀。但这些都仅仅只是传言而已。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The guys and I talked for a bit at a Denny's far, far away from that building on Kiava Street. After that,
之后伙伴们和我聊了一会儿。就在离那栋楼很远的吉奥瓦街的一个叫丹尼的人家里。
When I asked them how they knew I was in trouble, they said that when I had gone into the building, all radio contact with me had been lost. 我问他怎么知道我碰到麻烦了。他们说，当我进了那栋楼之后，我的无线电通信就断了。
Dispatch tried to get hold of me to send me on an alarm response, and no one could raise me on the radio.
调度中心曾试图给我发一个警报信息来联系我，但他们的无线电都联系不上我。
Curious, since I had called Al as entering the building when I went through the doors as his procedure.
这有点奇怪，因为按程序，我在进入大楼前还和他们通过话。
That is until they heard a woman shrieking and moaning over the airway.
然后，他们听到了一个女人的尖叫呻吟声。
There were no female officers on shift that night, and the dispatcher was also a man.
但当晚值班的人当中并没有女警官，通信员也都是男的。
Luckily for my sanity, Tom had been just down the street, checking an abandoned school.
幸运的是，汤姆在同一条街查看一所废弃的学校。
A story all in itself.And was able to get to me about the time I was collapsing onto the hood of my patrol car.
关于这学校也有很多传言，所以当我倒在引擎盖上时，他刚好来到我身边。
I do not know who this ghost is, or why she still haunts the place.
我不知道这个鬼魂是谁，他为什么还在这栋楼里游荡。
The only thing unusual that I know for a fact about the place is that the basement used to house a crematorium in the 1930s and 40s.
我唯一知道的关于这个地方不太对劲的地方，就是在20世纪三四十年代，地下室曾经是个火葬场。
Though all activity in the building seems concentrated on the sixth floor, so I don't know if that's anything to do.With this haunting or not.
但我不知道这和这栋楼里的闹鬼事件有没有关系，因为只有六楼闹鬼。
There were also rumors of a young girl committing suicide on the sixth floor.
传言曾有个年轻女孩在六楼自杀。
And about a mass murder there while it was still a hotel around the turn of the century.
还有传言说上世纪之交，这栋大楼还是旅店的时候，这里曾有过一次大屠杀。
But those are all just that rumors.
但这些都仅仅只是传言而已。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
On shift.
Shift 的意思是轮班，On shift 就是上班的意思，从字面就可以推想到它的反义词是 off shift， 就像我们前几段中说到的 on duty off duty 一样。上白班我们可以说 the day shift， 小夜班是 the night shift， 而大夜班有一个很有趣的说法叫做 the graveyard shift， 三班倒，每班八小时，用英语说就是 work in three shifts of 8 hours。
Hound
这个词的意思听上去有些吓人，表示鬼怪经常出没。
A haunted house
鬼屋。此外，这个词也可以表示指经常去某地或者经常去的地方。比如，著名作家林语堂的女儿就这样说自己的父亲
：He haunted bookstores, asking shopkeepers what were the most important books to read.
他经常去书店，问店主哪些是最应该读的书。人们也常用 hound 来形容心头挥之不去的东西。汉语当中的萦绕很切切地表达了该词的内蕴。
比如 I was haunted by his last words to me.
他最后的话语总在我的心头萦绕。
Commit suicide
意思就是自杀。我们把这两个词语分开来看， commit 指的是犯错误犯罪行。一般做了错事我们就用 commit， 比如说
He was caught by the police for committing a robbery，
他因为犯了抢劫罪被警察抓了起来。
Suicide
自杀，
Side
C-I-D-E 是一个后缀， 意思和死、杀有关。比如说 insecticide， insect 意思是昆虫， insecticide 就是杀虫剂的意思。 geocide 意思是地球的毁灭，还有 genocide 这个词意思就是有计划的种族屠杀。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。